Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey, hey, friends, welcome back. Okay, so I had such a great conversation this week that I want to talk about in this episode. I was talking to a father about his teenage children, and we were getting into this question right here. What is it that ruins our children? What is it that we do with our kids to really build their foundation to where when they're ready to leave the nest, they can live a happy and successful life? You parents, do you feel me? That is what we all want for our children, right? We want them to be able to fly the nest when the time comes and to be able to stand on their own two feet. And more than anything, to have joy in their life. How do we do that as parents to where we can lay the groundwork and when the day comes, they're ready? That's what we're going to get into today. To me, it's such an important subject because look around, my friends. You can look at many examples in your life of adults that you know that are really struggling and they are not making it on their own two feet, or maybe they're making it in the world as a monetary standpoint, but are they happy? Do they have joy? Do they have successful relationships? That is what we are doing with our children, is we are laying that groundwork for them to be healthy adults. Okay, so let's talk about the word spoiling. What does it mean to spoil something? Many of us are spoiling our children rotten, and we may or may not realize it. I know there's times with me and my husband where we have to check each other and we're like, uh-oh, are we spoiling our kids? And part of parenthood is you love to spoil your kids with certain things, right? And sometimes it's fun, and that's okay. I'm not saying you can't ever just enjoy your kids and give them a lot of things, but it is a checks and balances. I think that part of parenting, good parenting techniques, is that checks and balance of it's okay to give our children things, but are we expecting anything in return? Are we expecting them to show up in their own life and contribute to the household, contribute to family? But when we just spoil, think about when your food spoils, right? What do you do with your food? You throw it out. It's rotten. It's bad. It's not good. And it's the same type of thing when we're spoiling our children. It's not a good thing. It's going to end up coming back to haunt you if you just spoil your kids rotten. And so it's important to make sure we are expecting our children to show up in life. So at the end of the day, this question that we started out with, what is it that makes a happy, healthy adult? And at the end of the day, I think it can come down to one word, and that is contribution. Think about that for a minute. When you look at the happy, healthy adults in your life, these are people that are contributing to society, to their community, to their companies, to the world. They're offering something valuable that they have with their gifts within them, their own unique gifts, and they're offering them to the world. And in turn, they're being rewarded for that. They're people that can contribute in all facets of their life. Now think about when it ripples out to every area of our life. if you are not contributing, then you're not going to have that area of your life be successful. So let's lay that template all over. So if you're in a relationship, if you're in an intimate partnership and you are not contributing, think about it. You can see some couples where one is showing up and the other one is not. Now, that is not a successful relationship, and they in turn will not be fulfilled in their relationship. If they're not contributing, then it's going to come back to bite them, right? Think about that with your parenthood. If you're not contributing to your children, if you're not contributing to those relationships, then that is also not going to be a healthy dynamic. If you're not contributing in your work, maybe you're just showing up and it's not contributing to the best of your ability. Let's think of someone who has a job and they are literally like showing up, giving the bare minimum, yet they're still getting a paycheck. Is that person fulfilled? Or even someone that is cheating, that they're, maybe they're making a lot of money, yet they're cutting corners, they're taking advantage of their clients or their employer, and they're cheating somehow. Is that person really fulfilled in their life? No, I would bet 100% on it that they're not fulfilled in their mind and their heart. The people that are fulfilled in their life is they were taught or they learned in some way along the way on their journey, they learned to contribute in life. And as parents, we can teach our children to do this, and it builds their confidence like no other. I want you to think about showing up at a party. Have you ever shown up at a party? You got the memo that the party was happening, but you showed up and you realized it's a birthday party and you, for some reason, didn't get that message, and you show up with no gift. Or your children, you drop them off at a party and they show up and they don't have a gift and all the other kids have gifts. How does that feel? It doesn't feel good, right? Because you're like, man, I feel super lame right now because I don't have anything to contribute. Or think of a party or a get together, a gathering where you show up and you didn't get the memo that it was a potluck or a gathering where you needed to bring a dish to share. And you don't want to eat because you're like, I didn't contribute anything, right? So it's that type of thing in life that when you are showing up and you're giving, you're proud of that. You are bringing value to the table. On the flip side of that, think about this. Think about when you have gotten this gift that you're so excited to give this person, and you show up and you're like, I can't wait for them to open my gift. How does that make you feel? It makes you feel like you have brought so much value to that person. And it's exciting, right? It's a totally different feeling. So I think a lot of us miss this when it comes to our children, because we think that we love our kids so much and we want to give them everything we didn't have as a kid. And so in turn, we go way too far to the other side. I like to think of that pendulum law. Have you ever seen a pendulum where it swings one side far right or far left? And neither of those are ideal. If you think about that pendulum law, and when, if one side of that is giving your children nothing and making them work to the bone all the time, right? Expect them to do everything, then that's not ideal. But on the flip side, which is what we're seeing more in our society today, is we see the flip side where parents and families and people are doing everything for their children and not expecting them to really show up. And so that's the flip side. And neither of those are ideal, because what we are doing in return is then our children, they don't build that confidence and realize, actually, I have skills and I have value to bring. And so then they go out into the world and they're kind of spinning because they don't think they have a lot to offer. And it's important for them to build those skills as their children. Now, I know a lot of times this conversation is hard because people go, uh-oh, wow, I have really been missing the mark on this one. And now my kids are 16 or 20, right? And I say to you, that's okay. I have two different sets of children, and just because they're 10 years apart, and I've been married twice. So I was married before and I had two kids, then I was a single mom and then married again and have two more kids. And it's the human journey, right? I was a different mom raising my older children because I just didn't know. I didn't know certain things that now I'm aware of. And so it's okay wherever you're at in your journey, but I feel like it's an important conversation for us to have, because even if you have older children, you can still expect them to show up in your life, in their life, and then you can teach them these things or have these conversations with them, teaching their children, so your grandchildren. I think it's important to see what's going on with our children. So I'm going to give you like just some little tips and tricks on how to start incorporating this important dynamic into your family with contribution. So you might do all the housework. Maybe you do all the cooking. I remember my girlfriend's mom, we've talked about this because my girlfriend would say, my mom would literally cook all the food, call everybody to the table, everybody would eat, and then they would leave. And they'd leave their plates on the table. They would not put anything away. They would just go back to their rooms or wherever they were. And my mom sat there and cleared the table and did dishes for hours. And she did it all. And I, as a mom, was like horrified. I'm thinking, what? I feel like that's so not cool, right? So if you have been in that space where you haven't expected your children or your family, even your partner, to do anything after a meal, then this is a good place to start. Just start teaching them, and not in an angry way. We're not doing this in an angry way, because if that's where things are at, then we have to look at ourselves, because we've trained our family. We've trained our children, and we can't get mad at them because our kids are a product of what we have taught them to do. And so it's not anything like that of like having an awareness now where you're like, oh, I'm going to put my foot down and get angry and start raising hell within my family. No, it's more about like, oh, wow, you know what? I guess I need to start to turn the ship around. And in turn, I'm going to build my family's confidence and my children's confidence in their abilities to become aware of others. Because that child that you're not expecting to show up, if that's the case, I always think about this with my son. Like, I have two sons and one's still in the nest. And so there are times when he's having a moment and I feel like he's being a little disrespectful, which is very rare because he's such a great kid. But there's times when our kids, they have moods. And I think about him when he's grown. You know, if we let our boys totally disrespect their moms, then what are we teaching them as like a future husband with their wife to disrespect her in that sense? You know, these boys grow up to be men and girls grow up to be women. And what are we teaching them? And so it's not about perfection, but it is about progression. So if we can become self-aware, and I'm with everyone, I'm with you. There were times when I was very unaware of things and I started to become aware of different patterns and try my best to turn them around. But if we're that mom who's making the dinner, setting the table, calling our family to the table, and then they just scram after they eat their food. And then we're clearing their plates off the table and putting everything away. Then these kids are growing up to be adults, and that's what they're going to do when they're older, because that's what they were taught, most likely. One thing I love to do is, especially like on holidays, I always say, like with Thanksgiving or Christmas or something like that, I'm always like, okay, everybody comes into the kitchen and they don't all have to be in the kitchen for hours. I get that they're kids or whatever stage they're at, but I want them to do something to contribute to the meal. And this is not every night. Okay. Most of the time, you know, I'm cooking dinner. I like to cook. My husband likes to cook. We cook together sometimes, but I'm not expecting everybody to come into the kitchen every night. But on holidays, I'm like, okay, you chop that carrot, you mash those potatoes or whatever. And I'm expecting them to show up and do something to contribute to the meal. But maybe you have a cleaner that deep cleans your house, or maybe you have a lawn care that you have divvied out a lot of things. I love that. You know, I've done that in my life, and we've had a lawn care service and deep cleaners that come to the house. I love all of that. I've had an assistant that was my house assistant. She would come and even help with laundry. I mean, I love that stuff. I'm all about delegating and getting support when you need it or when you want it, but still expecting the kids to do 5-minute contribution in their dishes or sweep some floors or do something on a regular basis to contribute to the household. I stopped calling them chores years ago because I realized chores felt like this is my job that my parents are giving me. I just loved that word contribution because it makes me feel like, oh, we're a team. And this is my part in the family. So I started calling it contribution years ago. But think about this and start expecting your children to show up. And in turn, it will build their confidence like no other. Also, take into account what they have on their plate. There are days and times where I don't ask my kids to do anything in the house because I realize what their day has been like. So for example, I'll take my son. If he has gone to school all day long and then he comes home, he has a short little amount of time to have some downtime. And then he's going to be going and training for another 2 to 3 hours in football, which is very physically taxing. Then I'm not asking him to do the laundry or do the dishes or anything like that. I'm realizing he has a lot on his plate right now, and that's cool. That's fine. But then on those days that he has less of a load, then I am expecting him to show up. So this will help your family like no other because they will take it with them. So take this, start stepping into it. It will bless your family for years to come, and let's build that confidence and raise some happy, healthy future adults. So much love to you all. Thanks for being here, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.